Karen Follett Christensen is most comfortable surrounded by books, like here at the Aurora Library, West Branch. She's written around 3,000 poems and has created several collections of her work. She shares these with close friends and family. She flips through one of her many manuscripts. Then she finds a poem to read.
We went out to clean the riverbank, big black sacks, heavy gloves, sturdy boots, to clear the bottles and cans and shoes and carts and tires and tanks and beds and cords and bikes and on and on and on. What are we thinking? Are we so rich that nothing warrants our attention? The night before, we saw the Dalai Lama smile.
That poem is called Trash in the Dalai Lama. It was written April of 2008. Follett Christensen started writing when she was 14 years old. She started by journaling, which eventually turned into poetry. She says she was inspired by her English teacher.
I brought things in to show to my teacher, and he was very encouraging. In fact, I won a National Teachers of English writing contest.
And now she's the first Poet Laureate of Aurora. Follett Christensen says she wasn't going to apply for the position.
I was encouraged by some friends to change my mind, and so I did. And when I saw the application, I changed my mind completely.
She says the application had meaningful questions, and it showed that the staff of the mayor's office had done their research. Follett Christensen is a retired city worker, but retirement didn't stop her work within the community. In 2013, she co-founded a local poetry group, A-Town Poetics. She credits this group.
I think the work that A-Town Poetics has done in the community in terms of raising awareness about poetry, in terms of hosting some curated readings and events, helped my name rise to the top.
There were three other finalists. Those finalists are now Deputy Poet Laureates. They include Anthony Stanford, Quentin Johnson, and Fermina Ponce. She says she plans to work closely with them.
But I also hope, along with the three other people that are going to be part of our little poetry posse, that we can reach out to organizations in the community.
She says her mission is to work with the city's young people.
I'm hoping that we can encourage kids to write, to not be afraid of writing, to not be intimidated by the notion of poetry.
Follett Christensen said poetry is her preferred platform because of its power. In the poetry section of the Aurora Public Library, West Branch, she admires the work of her role models.
This looks like all the poet many of the poet laureates. So Billy Collins, one of my favorites. I love him because he writes about everyday life.
Collins was the Poet Laureate of the United States between 2001 and 2003.
And while he was Poet Laureate, he created a program called 180 Days of Poems.
She says she wants to incorporate something similar in Aurora. Follett Christensen will hold the title of Poet Laureate through April of 2021. An official installation ceremony will take place in January at Gwendolyn Brooks Elementary School. This ceremony will include the Poet Laureate as well as the three Deputy Poet Laureates. I'm Yvonne Booz.